And our third contender, please. And your name is?
Dave Vitti.
Your chosen charity?
Cancer Research UK.
And your chosen subject?
British Motorways.
British Motorways, in 2 minutes, starting now. Which 1949 Act of Parliament paved the way for the building of motorways in Britain?
Pass.
Britain's first stretch of motorway, now part of the M6, was opened in 1958 by Harold Macmillan. By what name was it known?
The Preston Bypass.
Yes, in 1959, who opened the M1, describing it as in keeping with the bold, exciting and scientific age in which we live?
Ernest Maples.
Yes, Ernest Maples. The Gravelly Hill Interchange is popularly known by what nickname?
Spaghetti Junction.
Correct. Who was the chief engineer for the highest section of motorway in Britain built across the Pennines? He described the experience as 8 mud walked in mud and there was mud in the sandwiches.
Pass.
2.5 million recycled Mills and Boone novels were used in the road surface of what section of motorway that opened in December 2003?
The M6 toll?
Yes. Whose 1981 survey found that the quality of food at 3/4 of motorway restaurants and cafeterias was either poor or appalling?
Pass.
In 1961, while working for ICI, David Morgan produced the modern design of which piece of motorway equipment?
The Digger.
The Cone, which city's orbital motorway, was finally completed in 2000, almost 40 years after the opening of the first section?
Manchester.
Yes, what was the name of the government white paper in May 89 that proposed widening hundreds of miles of motorways?
The Motorway Redevelopment.
Rose for Prosperity. Britain's largest distribution centre, Magna Park, sits in the so-called Golden Triangle, formed by the M1, M6 and which other motorway?
M62.
M69. Otmore Field was divided into many tiny plots and sold to different owners to prevent its compulsory purchase for the building of which motorway?
The M1.
The M40. What was the name of the pressure group formed to oppose the planned motorway box who contested London's local election in 1970?
Pass.
The M62 is part of the E20 European Superhighway that runs from Shannon to which city?
Pass.
Who was Minister of Transport when the motorway speed limit of 70 miles an hour became permanent in 1967?
Barbara Castle.
Barbara Castle is correct. You had 5 passes, Dave. St. Petersburg was the other end of that superhighway. Homes Before Roads was the name of that pressure group. It was Egon Rone who found that the quality of food in our motorway service stations was pretty rubbish. The Geoffrey Hunter was the chief engineer for the highest section of motorway. And that 1949 Act was the Special Roads Act. You have, Dave, 6 points.
Thank you very much.
So that's the end of the first round, the specialist subjects. Let's have a look at the scores. 4th place, 6 points, Dave Vitti. 3rd place, 10 points, Ira Khan. 2nd place, 11 points, Steve Backshot. In the lead with 14 points, Alistair Stewart. Which, of course, takes us to the general knowledge round. And if there is a tie at the end of it, then the number of passes gets taken into account and the person with the fewest passes is the winner. So let's get on with it and ask Dave to join us again, please. And I call you Dave, your comedy Dave, and I have to say that it's not your fault you didn't do exactly brilliantly in the opening round. Because you didn't choose that subject, did you, really?
Not entirely, no. It was something that seemed like a good idea many months ago.
Because you asked your listeners on Radio 1 to decide for you what it should be.
There was a few different subjects I could have done, but the general thinking was I should do British motorways. Because,
why?
Well, because I'm a bit of a transport nerd when it comes to knowing service stations and motorways, but unfortunately what I hadn't banked on is a complete lack of knowledge of the construction, the design, the history, and in fact the people involved in making the motorway network.
You must have had endless hours of fun studying those books about motorways.
It's been mind-numbingly boring.
Right, you've got 6 points. It's not bad.
It's all right.
It's a base to build on. Let's see how you do.
Thank you very much.
Here we go. 2 minutes, starting now. Which supersonic aircraft made its British maiden test flight on the 9th of April, 1969?
Concorde.
Yes. Mallorca's the largest of which group of Spanish islands?
Balearics.
Yes. Who won the Best Director Oscar in 2009 for his film Slumdog Millionaire?
Pass.
Which Greek cheese, thought to date back to ancient times, is cured briefly in a brine solution that gives it a salty tang?
Feta.
Yes. What's the name of the nuclear power station in Ukraine which caught fire in April 1986?
Chernobyl.
Yes, the race leader in the Tour de France wears the yellow jersey. What colour does the leader in the Giro d'Italia wear?
Green.
Pink. Which singer born in Paisley has had hits with New Shoes and Candy?
Paolo Nutini.
Correct. Who wrote the thrill of the Odessa file about a young reporter's search for an escaped Nazi war criminal?
Clive Cussler.
No, Forsyth. Which London Underground line opened in March 1906, linking Waterloo and Baker Street stations?
Bakerloo line.
Yes, at what age does a Jewish boy traditionally celebrate his bar mitzvah?
11.
13. In the 1997 film Batman and Robin, which character, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, had the catchphrase, "The Iceman cometh"?
Batman.
Mr. Freeze. According to legend, Lady Godiva rode naked through the streets of which Midland city?
Coventry.
Yes. What's the name of Henry VIII's flagship, which was sunk in 1545 and raised to the surface in 1982?
The Mary Rose.
Yes. The Arts and Culture Centre, opened in the Beaubourg area of Paris in 1977, is officially named after which president?
Pompidou.
Correct. The earliest depiction of which personification of Britain is thought to be on a Roman coin issued before 161 AD?
Pass.
What is the second book of the Bible? It tells the story of Moses leading the Jews out of Egypt.
Genesis.
Exodus. Famed for its production of whiskey, in which American state is Bourbon County?
Kentucky.
Yes. Which European capital city was devastated by an earthquake on All Saints Day, the 1st of November, 1755?
Berlin.
Lisbon. What, according to the American children's writer Mary Mapes Dodge, did a young boy use to plug a hole in a dike, thereby saving the Dutch town of Haarlem?
His finger.
His finger is correct. You had two passes. Britannia was on that Roman coin issued in 161 AD. And Danny Boyle won the Oscar. You knew that,
didn't you? I can
think
of it.
2 points. You shot up, Dave. You've now got a very respectable 17 points.
Thank you very much.
So let's have a look at all the scores now. And in fourth place with 16 points, Sarah Khan. Third place, 17 points, Dave Vitti. Second place, 22 points, Steve Backshall. In first place, 26 points, Alistair Stewart.